Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, we're here with Eric Guerrero, one of Oklahoma State's finest, but we're here talking about the great John Smith as a coach, an athlete, mentor, and what he's meant to you. So thank you for joining us, Eric.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah.
So now we go back some time now. We spoke, you said that you've had a lot of people reach out, so about 500 messages, people asking you to get the scoop about Coach Smith's retirement. Obviously, it's big news right now, even though we're at the Olympic Training Center. It seems like that's of equal news, really. And, you know, you wanted to do this together with Wrestling Mindset, together, us as friends. Why did you choose this platform over all the other ones? And are you going to be doing this in any other platforms?
No. Like I showed you, you know, you get 500 text messages, and, you know, and like I expressed, you know, requests for interviews. And honestly, without it's not being coy, just I didn't have the words. I didn't have the words when he first let us know, when he first, after the retirement conference. Like I said, people said, you want to do an interview? You got a chance, some time. And I said, honestly, I don't have the words right now, and I don't feel like making up words does just him cool. justice. But why this platform? I think the things that I want to communicate to people about who I feel Coach Smith is as a man, they're probably not a better platform than Mindset and your subsequent websites and platforms of Catholic spirituality.
Thank you. And so let's talk about that. We'll dive right into it. What has Coach John Smith meant to you? We all know, we look at his credentials, obviously they speak for themselves as an athlete, as a coach. But what has he meant to you? What have you taken the most from Coach John Smith?
We can. You can talk about his credentials all day. And everybody knows Coach Smith is a 6-time world champion, 2-time Olympic champion, 5-time national championship coach. And we can go on and on. But I think that's, you can Google that and find that out, right?
Anyone could.
Yeah. So he's, to me, that's a small piece of who he is. You know, none of that can even encapsulate who I feel Coach Smith is. You know, to me, as I've gotten older, he's this incredibly faithful Catholic man that has always kind of just done things right and done them the right way. And then when you ask him, and I've heard him speak to this here in the last couple weeks, you know, why, how, where did you learn that? He always points back to two things. He points back to his family, and he points back to his Catholic faith. And to me, he's for as long as I can remember, for as long as I've known him, you know, since 1994, he's the man that goes to Mass every Sunday, and he's the man that goes to Mass more on the road before duels and on Sundays, and he's the man that I truly believe lives his faith. And And I think that can get lost in all the winning.
Yeah.
You know, and all the winning that he's done, that those things can get lost. So maybe that's why I agreed to this interview. And in this interview only, this is the only time I'm going to speak on the matter, because I feel like it's the platform that encapsulates who he really is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such a fundamental thing to who he is, and so many people would miss it because it's not like he was putting on airs about it. He wasn't doing to put on a show. I told one of my friends about Coach Smith being a hardcore Catholic, and he said he didn't realize he was Catholic. I said, oh, the family's very devout, and how this is central to who he was. So yeah, just anything on that that you've seen.
You know, it's, I think at some point, every wrestler growing up in the 80s and 90s wanted to emulate John Smith. You wanted to emulate the low single and the movement and the style.
We had the tapes.
And you wanted to emulate him, and me too. I mean, that was my goal for many years. And I guess the best way to explain him, the best way to explain what I'd like people to know about him is the closer I got to him, the more I felt myself emulating Coach Smith and his faith.
Right.
I'm not going to say Mass was always important to me, and luckily I come from a Catholic family where Mass and the sacraments were important, but as we all know, you can get to college and things can become less important, or outside influences can start to penetrate your thought and your train of mind and your paradigm of what's important, you know, and I think at that time, you know, when you look at the athletes that came through, Stephen Schmidt, myself, and Teague Moore, and he was that kind of consistent beat, not kind of, he was that consistent beacon of faithfulness in going to Mass, faithfulness in explaining to you, you know, why you got to have a plan, not just in wrestling, but a plan for your life and outside of life and after wrestling, because this all ends. Yep. And it all ends, just like it ends for us competitively, just like it ended for him on last Thursday. And when people asked him what his plan was, I mean, it went back to family and faith, and then that's when you recognize that's what it's really about. This wrestling thing all kind of comes to an end at some point for all of us. And then you're just left with who you are. Then you're just left with who you are, and who he is, who I think he's imparted on me and so many others. He's a man of consistency. He's a man of faithfulness. He's a man of loyalty. He's a man he's unwavering. He's unwavering in the things that he knows are right. And you watch him thank his mother and his family and his father and how they raised him. And we were lucky enough to almost get a little bit of that from them through him. And that's, you know, it's indicative of who he is, and it's shown through the countless wrestlers who have converted to Catholicism in his time as a coach. From, I sit here and name them all. When we come back from the trials here, we got to get to Cutter Sheets First Communion and Confirmation, and last 2 years ago it was Wyatt, his brother, and there's countless more, several.
My brother's friend was a seminarian, mm-hmm. who was discerning the priesthood.
Yeah.
Who was out in Rome. He was on the team.
As Michael Martin.
Yep.
Yeah, Father Michael Martin was one of our wrestlers and somebody that I remember the day he converted. And that's his legacy. You want to talk about legacy? I mean, everybody's had Olympic champions or Olympic medalists. I shouldn't say everybody. We all have created champions at one level or another. Dare I say it? How many priests how many young men have we encouraged to enter the priesthood? And I mean, you want to look at his legacy. His legacy is in the influence that he's had on all of us. And personally, I can't imagine what my faith would be today without him. Not that my parents did a good job; they did a tremendous job. But at some point, you leave their home,
right.
And somebody either mentors you after that fact, or you can start to wander. And Coach didn't let us wander very far from our faith. And he obviously brought a lot of more athletes into the faith. Without telling anybody else that their faith was wrong.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what Catholicism is about and you want to know what it's like to be Catholic, you know, his door is always open for the conversation. And just that, that's what I take from it. Not the winning, not the championships. I take from it the peace that comes from trying to do your best, trying to be the best Catholic you can be. And I can honestly say I don't think I'd think that way today if it wasn't for his involvement in my life.
Absolutely. And how he's had an impact. Everyone knows, okay, the impact he's had on you as a coach, and people see your style and they want to imitate your style as a wrestler. But also, how about the impact he had on you as a Catholic man, and then the impact you've had on other Catholics? I don't know if I told you this before, but one of the things that really stuck out in my head when you won your last NCAA championship was you making the sign of the cross. And it was at 98 or 99?
99. Here, Penn State.
Here.
Just right over there.
Well, I remember watching it. And I remember seeing you make the sign of the cross, and as a ninth grade, just making my confirmation, and I said, wow, that wrestler made the sign of the cross. And to think that now being able to put those dots together, obviously being born a Catholic, but also having that faith intensified under Coach Smith, people don't see that. You know, I don't think I've ever even told you about that had an impact on me as a young man.
All of you know each other. No, you've never mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's important to get this out there. It's important for people to know. It's important whether you're a coach or an athlete or just a parent, you know, that it's important to know that there's so much more that goes into coaching than just the X's and O's and the time in the wrestling room. And like I said, you go from emulating his low single. Next thing you know, you're trying to have a relationship with the priest, which he always did. He always has. You know, I talk about it like he's not around. He still does.
Right.
You know, he has a great relationship with the local parish priests, and you're emulating that, and you make them part of your life and part of your family's life, and you want your children to have relationships with them. I walked my oldest boy over to St. John's just 2 weeks ago and encouraged him to, you know, do some things around the church the father needed done, handiwork and things like that, and would I take the time to do those things? Had I not seen Coach do those things, create those kind of relationships? I don't know. Maybe, probably not. Okay. You learn it from somewhere. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful for all that. And I'm grateful for, you know, you go from, like I said, you mimicking his low single. Next thing you know, you're trying to mimic him as a human being and mimic him as a father and mimic him as a Catholic. And that's the most important.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important one, and not that he wants to be put on that kind of pedestal. Right. No, nor should anybody be put on a pedestal. You know, we don't believe in that as Catholics. You know, we're all faulty. You know, we're all so short of the mark. But that's why we need the church, and that's why we need the faith, and that's why we need mentors like Coach.
Absolutely. And I got to see some of that side of him when we had him at our coaches convention, our virtual mindset convention, mm-hmm. when COVID shut everything down.
Yeah.
And he spoke about his faith. And it was myself speaking to him, as well as my brother Jeff and my brother, newly ordained, Father Greg Zanetti at the time. So it was about a month after of his ordination when I saw Coach Smith, just how humble and reverent and deferential he was to a young priest. And I mean, not because obviously, you know, he's a representative of God and right. how just you saw like his faith really meant something to him. That was one thing that stuck out in my mind. Another time at the Pennsylvania Coaches Convention, also right here, Penn State, mm-hmm. it just happens to be.
Yeah.
He saw my five-way pendant on when mm-hmm. he was speaking. He said, oh, that's a nice cross you have. And it's a five-way pendant. I started explaining, so I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, no, didn't put on airs about it. Didn't make a big deal about it. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he did definitely speak about his faith. And then the other thing I think of, Nick Corey, one of our friends, another devout Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said when he was at his father's funeral, he said the Smith family prayed the Chapel of Divine Mercy together and said that's something that Leroy Smith Sr. would have really appreciated and really have wanted, that the whole family prayed that together.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt that his impact is, I think I gave you a percentage earlier, and you hate giving percentages because they're precise and this isn't a science, but his impact in my life is about that much wrestling, you know, and this much everything else, with the majority of everything else being your faith, being the path you choose to follow. And I can't be more grateful for him being part of my life and giving me a really great example of what it's like to be a Catholic man. Doesn't mean life's perfect.
No.
Nobody's perfect. Doesn't mean life's perfect. But that's why we need the church, and that's why we need each other, and that's why we need our faith. And I've even my coming back to Oklahoma State and whatnot. I got to see what even some change, in him from maybe 2017 till 2023, and what stuck out my mind most about that is, man, this guy's still evolving. Just when you think you got him figured out, he gets you. You're like, he was constantly evolving as a man and evolving in his faith. And he actually had mentioned something to me the other day in the morning. He said, you read this book, and he just gave me the name of the book. And I said, no, I've never read that. He's like, you need to read that. So, here he is, in his mind, he might have already been on the verge of retirement and still coaching me, still going, you need to read this book. It's about the Last Supper. And he kind of started going into it. I've never heard of that book. He's like, yeah, you need to read that. It's a good one. You should read that. So here he is still, 46 years old. He's still mentoring me, And again, like you said, not from a pedestal, from a be good for you. You need to read that book. And I just couldn't be... I couldn't be more grateful for that and for all the years, for all the stuff. He knows that. Yeah. I shared that with him. He knows that.
And Teague Moore spoke about this also, and that you guys had, when you guys were at Oklahoma State, talk about maybe some concrete ways that he's helped you in your faith as men, even while you were in college together, and how, maybe some of the other teammates as well.
I would say, like we're told, it's not so much in your evangelizing or your proselytizing. It's really just in living your life day to day. If he had any great examples in that, it was through his consistency, his faithfulness, his consistency, just consistently, getting up early, consistently going to mass, consistently, you see him walking around with the rosary in his pocket, in his Carhartt jacket pocket, and you see those things, and just, they're consistent. It's not a show. It's consistent. Over 30 years of consistency, it begets more consistency. It begets, you becoming a consistent person. But any one particular thing that sticks out in my mind, it'd be him introducing me to Father Robert Schlitt, Father Bob, pastor, priest over at St. Francis Xavier, the old St. Francis Xavier, where my kids were baptized, and introduced me to Father Bob, changed my life,
Was that his parish or the university?
It's not the university parish, it's the parish across town. But introduced me to Father Bob, and I know Father Bob holds a special part in Teague Moore's heart, and we all miss him greatly. But Coach Smith introduced me to Father Bob was life-changing, yeah. So that stands out in my mind.
Yeah, even the simple things of, hey, you should read this book, you should meet this person. Mm-hmm. So, it's not putting on airs or saying much, but hey, but putting you in the right direction. And I think that's what a great coach does.
If I guess I had to sum it up, I guess that's why my mom liked him. Maybe why she even pushed me in that direction or picked him. I think we all just want our kids to be in the right environment. So, in a roundabout way, with Father Bob, maybe just trying to put you in the right environment. Maybe by giving you a book or something to read, just trying to put the right thoughts in your head. And that's coaching, that's probably the side of him I feel the most grateful to have experienced. And still get to experience. Like I said, God, it couldn't have been about, it was over Easter. So yeah. It was about 2 weeks ago, right? Tell me about a book I need to read. Right? So, grateful.
What was his decision to retire? Did that come out of nowhere? Did he express that to anyone beforehand? Or I guess probably not, because that would get out all over the place.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of just stay in my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I think we were just more getting through Easter.
Sure.
And it was a good Easter. And like I said, I need to fill my end of it and go get that book. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how do you think, I'm sure a lot of people want to know, even any concrete little ways that you feel like that rock-solid foundation in the Catholic faith and truth, how that impacted his coaching and his wrestling, like as that, how it emulated from that faith, right? Because a lot of people believe in different things. What is it maybe something specific about the Catholic faith that you feel like has really been like a backbone, like you said, consistency right there, leading by example, the sacramental life. You brought up several things already.
Yeah.
So if there was just any other points to elaborate on how that led him to coach and wrestler.
Reason. I think probably one of the greatest things the church teaches us is reason, logic, faith, right? They all go hand in hand. Coach Miss a reasonable man. Intimidating at times, clearly, right? I mean, he's your coach, he's your boss, whatever the case may be, and you look up to him and you want his approval, but in the end, reasonable, logical. Never what I felt, ever seen him make a decision based on feelings or emotion. And as Catholics, I know that's what we're called to do, so maybe that came from his faith.
Yeah.
I can only speculate, I don't know what's in his heart, right? But, always reasonable, always logical, always faithful, and we just have to assume that comes from, good catechesis, good formation.
Sure.
Right.
Would have you heard anyone else's? I don't know if you've listened to anyone else's interviews or reactions to Coach Smith, Coach Smith's retirement, saying anything about similar to this about the Catholic faith, or do you think maybe people tend to be going different angles with this, talking maybe, an overemphasis on the athlete or coach?
I haven't listened to much. Obviously was at the press conference and listened to him. I know Coleman's feelings on the matter, but outside of that, I haven't been on the internet a whole lot other than sharing what I can share. But I think gives people a good insight to who he is. But no, I haven't listened to a whole lot. I'm sure you visit with our teammates. And I know there's some interviews forthcoming and things like that. I'm sure you'll hear a lot of the same.
All right.
A lot of the same.
Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on or anything else you wanted to hit on?
No.
Appreciate you coming on, Eric. And, wrestling mindset, spiritual strength. We're always talking about developing the total person, spirit, mind, and body. And a lot of people use that as a punchline or a catchphrase, but we're really about that. And that's, we appreciate you coming on and speaking about all this and really honoring a great man that far exceeds a great wrestler, Michael Jordan of wrestling, or coach John Wooden of wrestling.
That's
coaches, right?
Right? That's right. That's right.
But the man and the Catholic man.
Yeah, if I had to sum it up, I'd say that. You try to develop a spirit, mind, and body. Yeah, I think we probably had the same goals as you.
Excellent. Well, then we're in good company here.
Yeah.
Get that bee after. That bee wants us to take its place. That's wants right. to take our place now. So,
no,
thank you very
it.
Much,
yeah,
Eric.
Bet.
I
you
appreciate
bet.
It. And God bless Coach Smith. And thank you for all you've done for the sport of wrestling. You've touched more people than you'll ever know. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.